Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
This is a blessing for you. I know you love this. We're starting with baseball. And I'm dying to hear your take on Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez has really, I mean, you talk about a comeback story.
It's right? One of the greatest in the history of sports. I'm not even kidding you, Chris. I'm talking about where he was and how people looked at him, and where he is today is incredible. It really is.
He is viewed as he's one of the faces of the game as far as, you know,
voice of baseball.
Outside of players. Yes, yes. And does a terrific job. I got to admit, this is not because he was such a great player. It's not because he's handsome and all that. He's a legitimately excellent baseball announcer.
If you listen to him break the game down, Chris, he knows the game. Yep. This wasn't a guy who was just athletic and he doesn't know what he's doing and he was just swinging the bat. This guy knows the game inside and out. And I'll tell you this, for anybody, there are people who don't like him. I've heard people say this. I don't like A-Rod.
They don't like him on the calls?
But they say, I don't like him. But I got to admit, he's a great baseball announcer.
He really is.
And here's the thing that tells you all you need to know. And you know this, Chris, because we're in this business. Very seldom, I can't remember anybody on two networks sharing somebody. I'm talking about with a prominent role.
I don't know of anybody.
Am I right?
I mean, you see ABC, ESPN, but they're one net. You know, they're owned by the same company.
But you might be a guy.
I've never seen this.
Never, right? A-Rod does Fox Baseball, as we know, and he's in the studio during the postseason. Fox has a big TV, baseball TV deal. And he has an ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, which is the marquee game. And he's the color analyst. I mean,
he's
shared by both networks.
Yes, there's a ton. All right, so here's the deal, Rob. A-Rod and his wife, J-Lo, they're married, right? J-Lo? Or are they just dating?
They're like still fiancé just dating. Or whatever. They're engaged.
I wonder what they're... Do they need more money? He got to get that job straight, right? Just waiting to get that right salary
One more contract. Just wait till I sign my new deal.
Right. But anyway, they're a couple. All right, and they are among the bidders for the possible purchase of the New York Mets. So that would obviously make A-Rod an owner.
Right.
Which would be great, you know, Hispanic owner.
You know what? I don't know if any baseball player, Chris, I'm trying to think,
there is one that's been a majority owner.
That's what I'm saying. Derek Jeter's in the Miami Marlins group. You know what I mean?
He's not the majority. So anyway, A-Rod made a comment, Rob, that he didn't use. I give him this. He tried to walk it back.
Yeah, he's walking it back.
Yeah,
some, right.
And he's getting technical. And I said, I never used the phrase salary cap. But here's what he said. The only way it's going to happen, talking about, I guess, making baseball more popular again, is if they get to the table and say the number one goal, let's get from 10 to 15 billion, and then we'll split the economics evenly. But that's the type of conversation, instead of fighting and fighting against each other, because there's too much competition out there right now. So what he's saying, Rob, is in the NBA, they got essentially a 50-50 split. The NFL, roughly the same, give or take a few percentage points in each sport. And players, Tony Clark, who runs the Players Association, I don't blame him for hearing salary cap.
That's what A-Rod was talking about.
Yes, I don't care if he didn't say it.
Whether he said it or not, and then to bring up the other sports, Chris, which all work under salary cap. He's trying to be technical because he didn't use the term, but that's what he was talking about. And I'll say this to A-Rod. No way, know-how. That is not the reason that baseball is going to be popular or not, Chris.
Thank
the economics
you.
Of it.
Thank
that's
you.
All, that's
fans
what I'll disagree
don't care
with
about
them.
That.
They don't care. And here's the other part. Chris, we talk about it all the time. Last year, baseball's revenue, record-setting revenue, $10.7 billion. Baseball has set
I mean, is this a baseball commercial or what?
It's no, doing I'm just fun. Giving you facts.
Where I do agree with you is that A-Rod's blowing smoke. I think A-Rod's right when he says, look, we're not what we used to be. But the things he mentioned have nothing to do with the salary gap. Here's his quote. He talks about how when the last time they had trouble with the union and the league, then they came to a new agreement was 1994. And he says, then we had a stranglehold on professional sports. Baseball was number one. Today, the NBA has become an international conglomerate. NFL's a juggernaut. Back then, there was no Netflix. There was no Snapchat. There was no Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and everything they're doing to attract their attention. So today, we have to work really collaboratively with the players and the owners to say, how do we compete together to become number one? I don't think any of that has anything to do with why baseball's no longer number one. It's not Netflix's fault. The other leagues are competing against Netflix too. Snapchat, all that. I think the things that baseball has to do to get back to once where it once was, at least in the imagination of the public, has nothing to do with a salary cap or not. I think this is what made me think A-Rod's blowing smoke. And you hit it. You made a great point. He's selling the owners. Hey, I'm going to fight for you guys.
I'm going to be
player,
on your
right?
side now.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who made $448 million, Chris, without a cap. $448 million. And now you're singing about the idea of having a cap without mentioning it. I just think he's misguided here. If you want to talk about other ways to improve the game, that's something.
Right.
But talking about working together on this deal, we just had, what did he just say? We've had labor peace, Chris, since 1994.
Right.
Right? We haven't right. had, you want to go back in the 70s and 80s when there were a strike or a lockout every 2 or 3 years? Do you remember that? I mean, that's what I don't want. I don't understand what he's talking about.
I think I get that he's talking about the popularity of the game, but I just don't. The things he mentioned, I don't think are the problem. The NFL's not king because it has a salary cap. Really. The NBA is not popular with the youth because it's got a salary cap. It was popular in the 90s when there was no max salary. They had a cap, but there was no max salary. And he brings up 94. Like the other sports were just floundering. Then you have the Dallas Cowboys dynasty at that time. I know Jordan stepped away in 94, but he came right back. So the NBA was pretty hot too. So I just think, like you said, I think he was making up excuses for really, like you said, kind of brown-nosing the other owner, so maybe he gets the deal.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Love and devotion.
It's time for 6 minutes.
6 minutes that you press your own.
The Odd Couple debates and you decide the winner. But there's a catch. They only have 6 minutes.
That's right, 6 minutes, the radio game show that's sweeping the country, the hottest 6 minutes in all of sports media. The only segment that lets the listeners decide who's the better debater between Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Now, today's topic, we kind of touched on a little bit this week, but it was so hot we had to bring it back for 6 minutes. It involves Pat Mahomes and that massive deal he got. Here is the debate topic. Assuming that Pat Mahomes plays in Kansas City for the next 12 years, the length of the contract, will he win at least two or more Super Bowls, give him a total of 3? Rob says no. Chris says yes. Rob, you got the first 2 minutes because you're the defending champ. Let's go.
On paper, it always looks like when somebody wins a Super Bowl, oh, they're going to run a string. Oh, my God. They won't be able to be stopped. That's what we heard about the Rams and Kurt Warner, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, or Russell Wilson and the Legion of Doom, and the Seahawks. None of them won more than one Super Bowl. The history of the NFL, because of changes and injuries and all kinds of things, is very difficult. Only seven franchises have ever won back-to-back in the history of the National Football League. That's how difficult it is. Also, when you talk about being able to rack up all these Super Bowls and win two and three in a row and build a dynasty, it's hard because there are so many other young, up-and-coming quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson, who was the best quarterback in the league, is there. Deshaun Watson in Houston is trouble. Then you have aging veterans who are trying to, stack up their resumes. Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, they're all trying to win. And let's be honest, I know winning cures all. They won a Super Bowl, so you think Patrick Mahomes is the end-all, be-all. Last year he fell off. He went from 50 touchdowns to 26 touchdowns. And don't tell me about his injury. He played 14 games. Drew Brees played 11 games and had more touchdowns. He had 27. He led in no major statistical category. And let's be honest, if it wasn't for a miracle collapse by the 49ers, he wouldn't even have one. He might get to another one or two, but he will not. N.O.T. win two more Super Bowls by the time he's done with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's just hard to do in the NFL. The league isn't set up that way.
Stop it, Rob Parker. That's foolishness. The question wasn't, will he win two or three in a row? Nobody said that. The question is, within the next 12 years, will he win two more? And I say, heck yes. And you got the nerve to say Lamar Jackson was the best quarterback in the league? Stop it. Everybody knows Mahomes is number one, point blank. And forget your historical comparisons. Kurt Warner, Aaron Rodgers, none of them started their NFL career like Patrick Mahomes. Not a one. Patrick Mahomes has already done several things that no one in the history of the game has done. So don't tell me he can't do something that a few other players have already done. Here's something. No quarterback ever won a Super Bowl MVP at younger than 25 years old. Pat Mahomes did it. No quarterback ever won a regular season MVP or a Super Bowl at less than 25 years old. Pat Mahomes did it. No quarterback ever led their team to three double-digit comeback victories in a single postseason. Pat Mahomes did it. So stop it. Don't tell me he can't do something that other guys have done. And Patrick Mahomes set a great tone with his organization and his teammates by saying, I'm going to take less money. I'm about winning. That's more important than getting the last dollar. Sets a great tone throughout the franchise. It's already working. Sammy Watkins took less. And the winners of this generation do that. Tom Brady did it. Tim Duncan did it. Michael Jordan did it. Win first attitude plus superstar talent equals multiple championships. All four quarterbacks who won at least three Super Bowls also had this in common. Their team stuck together, and that's what happens with Pat Mahomes. He's got his Pro Bowlers, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Tyrann Mathieu, Mecole Hardman, Chris Jones, Frank Clark, locked up for the foreseeable future. They're good!
I'm going to give you two names to tell you how difficult it is to win. And Dan Marino was the same guy as Patrick Mahomes when he started his career. In his second year, he took the Miami Dolphins to the Super Bowl. He had 48 touchdowns that year. And guess what? Everybody said, oh, it doesn't matter that they lost the Super Bowl. He'll make it back. He never made it back. It's no guarantee. And as much as Tom Brady's done as far as winning, let's be honest, he went 9 years without winning a Super Bowl. That's how hard it is. He's the GOAT. He took less money. He had a great coach in Bill Belichick, and they went 9 years, almost a decade, without winning. It ain't automatic. Everybody is a prisoner of the moment. I don't think that he'll be able to win two Super Bowls as we go forward. That's how hard it is. The league is set up for parity. people do not repeat. People do not win that many Super Bowls. Even think about Peyton Manning's last one. That was a gift. He was even a broken down quarterback when he won.
They got 6 of their 7 offensive linemen back from last year's Super Bowl champ. 20 of their 22 starters. They're set. Dan Marino, don't compare him to Pat Mahomes. Dan Marino had 4 years where he threw 20 or more interceptions. Mahomes had 17 interceptions total in his first 2 years. Dan Marino had 1 year in 17 with a 100 or better passer rating. Mahomes has had 2 already, better than 105. Dan Marino had 8 wins in the playoffs in 17 years. Mahomes got 5 in 2 years already. Patrick Mahomes has a great coach too. Andy Reid is fantastic. He's won more games than any other coach to win 3 Super Bowls other than Bill Belichick. Andy Reid has 7 trips to the conference championship game. That's 1 every 3 years, Rob. Andy Reid, and he did it with Donovan McNabb and Alex Smith. You don't think he can do it with Pat Mahomes? And Mahomes just is learning to read defenses. My goodness, wait till he can read a defense. Stop it, Rob. This is as bad as your prediction in 2012 that Tom Brady would never win another Super Bowl. 3 Super Bowl wins later, you're wrong. And you're going to be wrong this time. Just as wrong. This is ridiculous. Stop it.
Damn.
Andy Reid, did he win 7 Super Bowls or did he
7
lose?
Championship games.
Did he lose 6? He lost 6 championship games before he finally got lucky to 1. Okay.
That was aggressive. Now let's go out to the judges all across America. Again, the callers decide who won this debate. Chris, we started Rob Parker. So let's get started. JC in Houston, who do you think won the debate and why?
Rob Parker. I gotta go. Yeah. I gotta agree with Rob Parker because it is hard to repeat in this league, and it's not all about just having good. You gotta have luck. It's a combination of things when it comes into winning and going back and forth, man. It's not easy, and just because you're the hot catch me out right now, that doesn't mean you're gonna win down the line.
1-0, Rob Parker. We move on. Judge number 2, Neil in New York. Who do you think won that debate and why?
Okay, it's Leo as in Lionel, and I'm going with my man CB. I mean, nobody's talking about repeating. We're talking about winning 2 more in the span of 12 years. I mean, come on, guys. Come on now. CB, I'm with you.
My man.
All right, we're all tied up. 6 minutes, 1-1. Chris and Rob, we move on. Judge number 3, James in North Carolina. Who do you think won the debate?
Hey, I got Chris on this one, man. He really killed them with the Dan Marino stats. I like that.
All right. Chris is 1 vote away from victory. We move on. Gary in Arkansas. Who do you think took that one and why?
Man, I got to go with my guy, Chris Broussard, man.
Give me a beat! Give me a beat!
Y'all are just prisoner of the moment. All of you guys. Prisoner of the moment.
And
that's
Ali.
It. He didn't make a compelling
Stop
argument.
It, Rob.
In the league, you don't do
shine.
It. In the league, it's hard to win 2 and 3
Stop
championships.
Hating.
Peyton Manning
Stop
couldn't even do
boat.
It. And he
this
won way more MVPs. Shine. So it's ridiculous. It's just a prison of the moment.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And, you know, you talk a lot about Kevin Durant having rabbit ears and hearing everything people say. Well, apparently Ezekiel Elliott is hearing the talk, too, and he doesn't like it. He's not taking too kindly to the talk that he's not the same back anymore. And, of course, you remember there was an ESPN poll. Now, ESPN polled executives, coaches, scouts, all of that, and they ranked him 3rd. He was behind, what, Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey, I believe. He was ranked 3rd, but one person had the audacity to rank him 11th, which I think is kind of ridiculous. And yeah, I got to say this, too.
But there's always somebody in the crowd. I don't know why you would get that. It's the same person. Somebody didn't vote for Derek Jeter for the Hall of Fame. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right,
they were left
right
off his ballot.
Somebody
didn't
vote LeBron. Our man Gary Washburn that year, he could have been unanimous MVP.
Could have been unanimous.
Voted for Carmelo. Yep.
Do you see what I'm saying? So there's always somebody in the group that looks a little differently at something. And so what happens? I don't think because of that one guy who put him 10th or 11th, that should be the end of the world.
And here is something, Pro Football Focus, which does a great job with their rankings. I mean, it's all, you know, statistically based. But they say that they ranked their running backs. They graded them from last season, and they had Zeke finishing 10th overall. So that is something. Maybe that's what he's referring to as well. But here's his quote, Rob. He tweeted this out. There are a lot of great backs in this league, but I don't understand why the media has to talk down on my game just to uplift other backs. We all are talented football players and can ball. Check the stats. Since I entered this league, I have dominated year in, year out. Put some respect, all caps, on my name. Women lie, men lie, the stats don't. Go do your homework. Almost 1,800 scrimmage yards and 14 TDs with no training camp, and now I'm not the same back? I do appreciate the standard you guys hold me to, though, LOL, but I promise you, no one holds me to a higher standard than myself. I got to admit, I do like the way Zeke defended himself. He came strong. I like that.
But just go out and play better and help the team win. You could talk about stats, and there are a lot of phony stats out there. And when you get the yards and when you get the passes, I've talked about it with StatPad for forever. There are a lot of numbers out there, and they don't all add up to you being a winner. And I'm going to tell you, just watching him last year compared to the beginning, he doesn't look the same to me. He doesn't look to be the game changer. I didn't see him win games for the Cowboys when things weren't working out for Dak. I'm just saying on an eye test, not any kind of statistical. I can't give you Football Focus, but watching him, I didn't think he was as good last year.
Yeah, I am with you. I mean, it's interesting because his stats were essentially the same. I mean, and that's what he's talking about. You know, last year his numbers were just about what they always are. He averaged 4.5 yards a carry. His second year only averaged 4.1 yards a carry. He averaged, you know, he almost had 1,400 yards rushing. You know, you'll take that. But you're right. I remember looking at his stats being a little bit surprised because he didn't look quite as explosive. He didn't have as many long runs. That's for sure. He only had 4 runs, Rob, of 20 or more yards. That was 75th in the league.
And Chris, when he first broke into the league, he was breaking tackles and running down the field like crazy. People were trying to chase him down. To think that he only had 4 rushes of over 20 yards, that's it?
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't look the same to me.
His rookie year, which was his best year statistically, it was his best year, period. Average over 5 yards a carry.
And
he had
his
14 of those runs.
That's
of
what I'm
20
saying.
Or more yards. So, yeah.
And if you look at his stats, I think yards, haven't they gone down every single year? Like
his yards per game have.
Right,
obviously, he may not be getting the ball as much, but every year his yards per game have gone down. So, I tell you what, you know, and he said no training camp, which is true. So, did that hurt him, you know? But I'm going to be watching him closely, and I think a lot of people, Rob, are going to be watching him closely this year to really see, does he look like that same back? This will be his 5th year, and so especially after talking like this, he's got to put up. I will say this. I'm glad he got his money because, you know, in a lot of cases, let's say he was coming off this year that a lot of people think wasn't quite as good, maybe they wouldn't have given him that money before. And so, or they wouldn't have given him that money after last year. And so I'm glad he got paid, but it would be nice to see if he can get back to being that back. And look, you guys used to do it. Eric Dickerson was great late in his career, you know, much longer than his first 5 years. Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith, you can go on there. The great, most of the all-time greats, there are a few that, you know, their run ended quickly. Earl Campbell was one that was relatively quick, and he was an all-time great. But it doesn't, you know, it's not automatic that you have to fall off after 4 or 5 years. So hopefully he can be that great back for a much longer time to come. But it's going to be interesting. You put it out there like that, and you have to go show and prove.